For the church today, Padre Pio stands as a beloved saint, renowned for his tireless work as a confessor, his amazing miracles, and his ability to inspire deep devotion among the faithful. Yet, in the past, he was unfairly labeled as a fraudster, a psychopath, and even deemed a man of limited intelligence. Well, have you ever wondered how these accusations started? Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's insights are sourced from the article The Mystery of Padre Pio's Persecution by Federico Cenci. In this article, Federico Cenci, along with one of Padre Pio's biographers, Renzo Allegri, delves into the origins of Padre Pio's persecutions. While many of you may be familiar with the severe and even absurd prohibitions Padre Pio faced throughout his life, this article offers intriguing details that I believe you'll appreciate hearing. So, without further ado, let's delve into the beginnings of Padre Pio's persecutions. On May 1st, 1919, an Italian newspaper called Il Giornale d'Italia published a story titled The Miracle of a Saint, a Soldier Healed Instantly in San Giovanni Rotondo. Shortly after, other newspapers also started reporting about the miracles associated with the stigmatized friar. It wasn't long before San Giovanni Rotondo became flooded with pilgrims from all parts of Italy, all eager to meet the miracle worker, Padre Pio. And that's when the persecution started. You see, the Holy Office began to receive anonymous letters against Padre Pio. One of these letters read, "We find ourselves in the midst of paganism. Idolatry is practiced on a large scale. As the saint passes by, everyone prostrates themselves in an act of adoration. The clergy and the educated public are forced to believe it in order to save their lives." Now, you might be wondering, who would send such exaggerated letters? Well, they were sent by the local clergy, supported by the Bishop of Manfredonia and Foggia, Monsignor Pasquale Gagliardi. They even went so far as to form a group, together with some lay people, dedicated to tarnishing Padre Pio's reputation, whom they considered a fanatic and a fraud. But why such hostility towards Padre Pio? Renzo Allegri answers, "The hostility was caused by envy, because people flocked to the convent bringing large offerings, but also from a deadly diabolical trap." The accusations continued for years. In response to these various accusations, the Holy Office sent doctors, physicians, to examine Padre Pio's allegedly self-inflicted wounds, which he tries to pass as stigmata. However, the doctors concluded that the wounds were not scientifically explainable, so they were definitely not self-inflicted. Furthermore, the reports from theologians and bishops sent by the Pope to obtain a precise judgment about Padre Pio were all positive. In fact, Pope Benedict XV publicly affirmed, "Oh yes, Padre Pio is truly a man of God." However, despite finding no reason to condemn Padre Pio, the person who ultimately convinced the Holy Office that Padre Pio was a fraud was Father Agostino Gemelli. Now, Father Gemelli was a well-respected physician and psychologist, with high-ranking connections in the Vatican. At one point, he decided to pay a visit to Padre Pio, as he himself stated, for personal reasons. However, this unofficial, personal visit marked the beginning of even greater animosity towards Padre Pio. Renzo Allegri shared, "Father Gemelli went to San Giovanni Rotondo in April 1919. He stayed there for 2 days. He met Padre Pio only on the morning of April 19th when the father went down to the sacristy to celebrate Mass. And listen to this. According to the sworn testimonies of those who were present, it was an encounter that lasted approximately 30 seconds. Now, I'm no psychologist, but 30 seconds seems a little too short to make a precise psychological assessment. But let's hear what happened in those 30 seconds. Father Gemelli asked to see the stigmata. Padre Pio replied, 'Do you have written permission from my superiors in Rome?' 'No,' said Gemelli. 'And Padre Pio, then I can't show you anything.' And he walked away." Renzo Allegri continues, "Gemelli left furious. Once in Foggia, he wrote a report for the Holy Office saying that he had visited Padre Pio. He subsequently made 2 more reports to the Holy Office, one on July 2nd, 1920, and the third in November 1926. They are false reports, but full of terrible judgments. For example, Padre Pio does not present any of the characteristic elements of the mystical life. And again, in the current state of affairs, we have the right to maintain that Padre Pio's wounds are simple self-harms caused unconsciously by a psychopathic subject." And the Holy Office accepted these reports as true. In 1923, the Holy Office issued an official statement. After an investigation into the facts attributed to Padre Pio, the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Holy Office, responsible for the protection of faith and customs, declares that it is not aware of the supernatural nature of those facts and urges the faithful to conform in their way of acting to this declaration. In other words, the Holy Office concluded that the stigmata, the bilocations, and unexplainable healings witnessed by countless individuals had nothing to do with the supernatural. In conclusion, Padre Pio's persecutions began approximately 8 months after he received the visible stigmata, at the age of 31, fueled by envy, spite, and inflated egos, characteristic behaviors of those under Satan's influence. But despite these trials, Padre Pio endured with complete submission, never breaking his vows of obedience. And as we know, everything turned out for the good in the end. I hope today's video will inspire us all to follow Padre Pio's example when facing persecution and injustice, always with an open heart for forgiveness and always praying for those who harm us. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.